said that you wanted to encourage people using black bloc tactics to use discretion, and that you wanted to be inclusive of all tactics, but also that you want to encourage people using nonviolence to encourage others to use nonviolence. So is your ultimate goal to have everyone being nonviolent, or are you actually trying to be inclusive of all tactics, including property destruction sometimes?
Why did Gandhiji starve himself to death in order to maintain nonviolence? That's a rhetorical question, but I think that it needs to be examined. I think it needs to be answered in a deep way. And there are many, many ways that we can really show who we are. We just have to look at our role models like Code Pink and like the Yes Man. They are not violent, but they are very in your face.
That hide their faces and exert violence. The only ones I've seen so far are the fucking police. Alright? So, I mean, I think the city should issue us a statement of nonviolence. As far as I'm concerned, fake windows don't have feelings. And I'm against property damage when it comes to local businesses. I don't engage in property damage. But black bloc tactics would have helped me the other day when they pointed me out and shot me because they recognized me from beating me on the street the day before. Okay? And so these are just tactics. Anarchists aren't always violent. Every anarchist I know is feeding people in low-income houses and putting on puppet shows for kids and housing homeless people. The job they should be doing themselves. And those are the anarchists I know. So the demonization of anarchists in the media is McCarthyism all over again. They just got a new target this time. Fuck the police.
I just want to say we can't start policing the tactics that people want to take. We can't start mimicking city government or state government. We can't start developing ways to police people's behavior. It's a lot more violent to foreclose on somebody, throw them out of the house, and throw a rock at the window. And if that's how people want to deal with things, then that's how they get it out. And we can't tell people how to live. Also, Gandhi was a misogynist prick.
So listen, I'm a con on this proposal because I think it needs more work. But I want to say that this discussion shouldn't have to be so heated and adversarial, right? This is a part of the process, okay? And the civil rights movement, they had this moment too. And we just got to get through it together. Now, I think the real challenge is talking about tactics in the context of the goals. And I think that's the main challenge because we don't know what the goals are that we're trying to accomplish. So I'm gonna not take more than 30 seconds. Really, goals, then tactics. Peace.
Pro is that I appreciated that what they said at the very beginning was that first I was just gonna say blah blah blah, but then I listened to what people were saying and I changed my opinion. So I'm against the proposal, but I just want to say that I appreciate there was some listening involved. The other thing I want to say is that I'm against a proposal because I feel like, to me, what's less concerning is property violence, and what's more concerning is that makes it unsafe for people of color, immigrants, people that have legal histories and that can't afford to go to jail. And I feel like my concern is more about white privilege and sort of how that informs the tactics that we use. And so I just want to make that decision.
As a nonviolent person myself, I thought at first that I would be totally for this proposal, but I have been learning a lot in the last couple of weeks about what anarchism is and about what the philosophy actually is, and I'm against this proposal because I think that it blocks out a whole part of our movement that is really central to what's going on. If this is going to be a populist movement, we can't exclude anybody. We need to make sure that we're including all people's ideas, everybody who feels like they are part of the 99%, and making sure that we're having conversations with each other and educating each other and learning about what nonviolence means, when is an appropriate time to use black bloc, and educating ourselves. Thanks.
Against this proposal, and I speak against it from the position of being soundly in favor of solidarity with all people that we're in struggle with. And when we start passing
passing proposals like this, what we're doing is we're trying to exclude people, and we need each other here. None of this wouldn't be here if we weren't here. And once we start pointing the fingers and trying to exclude people for whatever tactics they choose, it's a big mistake, and we'll just start splintering. So against this proposal, in favor of solidarity.